We are back from Supporter Drive this week and very excited to return to, well, our normal programming, and that includes Think Breakfast. It's when we talk about some of the stories you can catch on any number of the Think shows that 2SER has. Think Health, Think Sustainability, and the one we're talking about today, Think Digital Futures. Jason from Think Digital Futures, a very good morning to you. How
good morning. Fantastic. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what do we want to have a chat about for today?
Robots, you know?
Love them.
In the zeitgeist.
Can't get enough of them.
Neither can we.
I want them delivering my pizza and driving my car for me and vacuuming. My God, I only think of them as slaves.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Oh, I just demanded robots do everything for me without even thinking about that.
You know, they're listening as well. They're part of the listenership.
Listening. Yeah. Look, I'm so clued into Google. It listens to me all the time.
Half of our listenership is robots. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, what do we want to talk about robots specifically for?
Well, we actually brought a robot into the studio a few days ago and interviewed this robot. We brought in some children who we managed to get through our other producer, Shane. It sounds creepy, but you know, it's not. We brought in some kids. We brought in a robot. They played together. They taught each other, and we recorded it and tried to catch how the robot was learning from the child and how the child was learning from the robot.
That's interesting. So the robot actually reacts to the children and learns behaviors and what conversations?
Yeah, this robot had a camera that would pick up on facial gestures and hand movements and would respond accordingly. So it was teaching this girl how like a language, a particular robot language, and if she would get an answer correctly, the robot would respond in a certain way. And then if she got the answer incorrect, the robot responded like it was really kind of sad for her.
Disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed.
Oh my God, another thing we can worry about, disappointing.
Yeah, and she really wanted to impress this robot. It was interesting. They were, you know, it became a two-way street.
So we're talking about, obviously, an educational robot. Who's been developing this?
It's a French company that develops the robots. The robot is called Now. NAO.
Ah, Now.
Now. Now costs about $9,000 on the market,
so
it's an expensive toy.
That is more than a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an investment.
It's a learning tool. It's an investment, yeah. Yeah, and the person that we brought in actually is from Western Sydney University.
Mm-hmm.
I got that right.
Western Sydney University. Yeah.
And he's doing research into how the robots can figure out the learning style of the child and appropriately adapt to that child's learning style.
This has massive ramifications for learning and training.
It does, yeah. And there's quite a debate at the moment in within education. The technologists think that the potential for these robots is, you know, unparalleled, and potentially they could replace teachers. Teachers say, you know, there's more to learning than just absorbing information, knowledge transfer. No way are these going to ever replace us, kind of thing.
There is far more, but I notice this. Whenever we talk robots or we talk AI, we always talk about them replacing humans, never working with. I mean, surely they are just another tool in a certain way to be used. I mean, why are we always saying we're going to replace humanity with them?
I think it's just the fear, you know, of like every emerging technology has its own. I'm sure the phone had this, you know.
I like the way you're gesturing at me. The old guy, tell me if the phone was a terrifying thing. Really appreciate that, Jason.
Do you remember when we stopped using landlines? It was terrifying.
I still have a landline, thank you very much.
Good on you.
And it was terrifying, yeah. No, you're right. It's true. We do have this innate fear of technological progress.
Yeah.
And robots is a particular one for people. You know, you look at the sort of big dogs and, you know, Alpha Mule and all those kind of terrifying army robots. And, the one that can run faster than Usain Bolt, and the other one, you're watching it kind of walk over logs, and it's a little chilling in a weird way. Yeah. And I find that is apparently, I've spoken to a few futurists about this, it's a very Western viewpoint, and actually say in Japan, robots are regarded as capable of infinite grace and are therefore quite well regarded.
Mm, like they're virtuous.
Yeah, and I find that really intriguing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, maybe it has something to do with popular culture and the fact that in sci-fi, robots are often portrayed as
villains.
Yeah, violent, taking over. What was that Will Smith movie where there was an insurrection?
It was just called I, Robot.
That was a
very bad film.
That one.
Very bad film.
Yeah. So I think it's part of that, playing on that fear, you know, and it becomes part of the culture. But I don't think that there's any danger anytime soon of robots taking over teachers' jobs or your job, Nick.
Or my job. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty comfortable with that at the moment.
That's good.
This sounds like a fascinating episode of Think Digital Futures. Where can people catch up on it?
Tuesday at 6:30.
Tuesday at 6:30. And of course, online at 2SER.com and available in podcast form, if I remember correctly.
That's right. Yeah, it's on the SoundCloud along with the other episodes of Think and all of the Think series.
Yeah, catch up because it is an incredible show. Jason, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.
We will talk more Think programming this time next week.